Blackstone Audio presents The Civil War, A Narrative, Volume 3, Red River to Appomattox, by Shelby Foote.
Chapter 1. Another Grand Design. Late afternoon of a raw, gusty day in early spring, March 8th, a Tuesday, 1864, the desk clerk at Willard's Hotel, two blocks down Pennsylvania Avenue from the White House, glanced up to find an officer accompanied by a boy of 13 facing him across the polished oak of the registration counter and inquiring whether he could get a room. A short, round-shouldered man in a very tarnished Major General's uniform, he seemed to a bystanding witness to have no gait, no station, no manner. To present instead, with his ill-fitting jacket cut full in the skirt and his high-crowned hat set level on his head, a somewhat threadbare, if not down at the heels, conglomerate impression of rough, light brown whiskers, a blue eye, and rather a scrubby look withal, as if he was out of office and on half pay, with nothing to do but hang round the entry of Willard's, cigar in mouth. Discerning so much of this as he considered worth his time, together perhaps with the bystander's added observation that the applicant had rather the look of a man who did, or once did, take a little too much to drink. The clerk was no more awed by the stranger's rank than he was attracted by his aspect. This was, after all, the best-known hostelry in Washington. There had been by now close to 500 Union generals, and of these the great majority, particularly among those who possessed what was defined as station, had checked in and out of Willard's in the past 3 wartime years. In the course of its recent and rapid growth, under the management of a pair of Vermont brothers who gave it their name along with their concern, it had swallowed whole, together with much other adjacent real estate, a former Presbyterian.